The Sean Green Show. Sean covers all things entertainment.
Movies, books, news, concerts, television, video games,
the entertainment guru. Sean covers it all. This is the Sean Green Show podcast.
The Sean Green Show podcast
on WGN Plus and SeanGreenShow.com.
And welcome back to the Sean Green Show. I'm Sean Green. I want to thank everybody out there that's listening. Hey, make sure you check out SeanGreenShow.com. Yes, that is SeanGreenShow.com. All the latest news, interviews, and podcasts are going up on SeanGreenShow.com. Also, check me out on WGNPlus.com. If you want to follow me on Twitter, it's at Sean Green Show. And on Facebook, it is Sean Green Show Media. If you want to check me out on Facebook, this music is really creeping me out right now. If you guys been up under a rock for the past 30 plus years, you guys know that is the theme to the original Halloween, John Carpenter. And I've been reading a lot of stories and rumors about them remaking Halloween. The Rob Zombie version of Halloween, I actually liked. Didn't think I was going to like it. And then lo and behold, there's another Halloween that's possibly in the works. And who else better to talk to about that than Eric Davis, the managing editor at Movies.com and contributing editor at Fandango.com. Hey, what's going on, buddy?
What's going on, man?
Nothing much. So, all right. So Halloween, one of my favorite horror movie franchises. And I'm reading about this. Is this rumor or is this going to be greenlit?
Yeah, no, this is a real movie that's happening. It's producer Jason Blum, who he's kind of a mega horror producer now. He's produces like every other low-budget horror film. He's been behind some of the Paranormal Activity movies, as well as Sinister and countless other films, The Guest, I believe. And so he is teaming with John Carpenter, who is the original director of Halloween. Carpenter is producing. He's like executive producing, so he'll probably help him with the story and help him kind of craft the vibe of the film. They're going to have another guy direct it. And, yeah, they're going to bring it back, you know, and they're going to kind of do it low-budget style. So that's this guy Jason Blum, that's his M.O. So he does movies for like $3, $5 million, you know, very low budget. And, you know, what their philosophy is basically is that a lot of the charm of that original Halloween was just how insanely low budget it was. And so, you know, they're trying to bring that back.
Wow. I can't wait for this because this is one of the franchises that no matter how many times they reboot it or how many sequels they have, I just have to see it because I am a huge Michael Myers fan. And even the original, The Shape, Halloween, he wasn't known, he was just known as The Shape, which was a lot of people don't, younger people don't know, you know, that's what he was credited as in the credits, was known as The Shape. It wasn't even Michael Myers, not until like the second film. So, I mean, this is like really big news, and I'm really excited about that. So I just can't wait.
Yeah, man. I hope they can do something. You know what? You know, they keep trying to tap into those three horror icons, slasher icons, and there's some on the periphery, but basically your Michael Myers, your Jason Voorhees, your Freddy Krueger, you know, those are kind of big icons in the slasher movie world, and they're still trying to tap into that. They know there's something there. There's something that intrigues us about those three characters, especially Myers, and, you know, we want to keep seeing movies. So it's just a matter of what can they do with the low-budget slant that's different from what we've seen before. You know, is it just going to be him running around, you know, killing kids at a sleepover or whatever, you know, or are they going to change it up a bit? So I'm curious to see what they do and how much they play into the mythology of Michael Myers as well.
All right, cool. Let's move on to J.J. Abrams and Star Trek Beyond. There's a new trailer out that's on movies.com that's actually, it's really, really awesome. What should we expect from this new Star Trek film?
I'm curious. I'm just as curious as you are. J.J. Abrams did not direct it. He produced it. A guy named Justin Lin directed it. He did the Fast and Furious, a few of the Fast and Furious movies. And, you know, they're trying to kind of sort of get back to the spirit of Star Trek. Basically, you know, they're on a mission, and I think they're like 3 years into like a five-year space mission. And the ship gets destroyed, and they have to deal. I apologize for my dog freaking out in the background. their ship gets the Enterprise gets destroyed, and then they get stranded on this you know, in this alien world, and sort of it's them kind of, which is fun because it's them not having the ship there. And I think that that's sort of what you need to do now after two movies, after sort of the origin story of it all, after a second movie where they're, you know, aboard the Enterprise and whatnot. You know, now we're getting a third movie where they sort of strip everything away from them and see sort of how they, you know, how they act as a team. And, you know, a lot of third movies, that's kind of what we see. I remember Dark Knight Rises, even. They kind of stripped Batman down took everything away from him and then sort of, you know, built him back up. And I think that's kind of the spirit of what this film is going to be to bring.
All right, cool. We got a new week of movies. What do we have come out this weekend that we can look forward to?
Well, it's Memorial Day weekend, so big movies. X-Men Apocalypse is coming out. This is the culmination of, like, all six X-Men movies. You know, a lot of people say this is capping off a trilogy, which it is, which began with X-Men First Class, Days of Future Past, continued. But I spoke to Bryan Singer, you know, at length, and he told me that this is a culmination of all six. And it feels that way, too. When you watch this film, you know, and that, you know, to its detriment, I think, to a certain way, it feels older. It feels like it belongs in that first trilogy in a lot of ways, because it doesn't really advance sort of what we haven't already seen from superhero movies, from the genre, from these characters. I like a lot of the young kids in it that they bring in, that they introduce, playing like Cyclops and Nightcrawler and Jean Grey. You know, there's a lot of aspects of it that just felt like we've been there and done that, especially its villain. But yeah, I mean, if you're an X-Men fan, you got to go see it, right?
Yeah, and one of the things that I found interesting, too, on movies.com, you already have an article up about scenes that missing scenes from X-Men Apocalypse that you'll see on the DVD. So I'm guessing they're looking to release this pretty fast on DVD.
Yeah, that's actually my story, too. I spoke to Bryan Singer about some of those scenes that were missing from the movie, and he told me what's in the DVD and stuff like that. It's funny, I didn't know when I should put that out, if it, you know, but I know the movie's opened internationally, and it's been open for over a week, I think. It's made over $100 million internationally already, so... you know, I figured I'd put the post out now as people are starting to see it this week. But if you haven't seen the movie yet, I wouldn't go read that because it does spoil a couple of things. But after you've seen the movie, you can go and find out what scenes didn't make the movie that'll be on the DVD. It's a cool story.
All right, cool. I'll stay away from that article until tomorrow evening because I'm going to go see it tomorrow evening. What else we got coming out this week?
We got Alice Through the Looking Glass, Alice in Wonderland sequel. Long time it took to get to the sequel. The first one came out in 2010, so it's been like 6 years. And I don't know if it's a sequel that we really needed. And the movie kind of plays that way, too. Not much of a story there. They kind of reach to sort of tell another story in this world that's captivating. And, you know, it's interesting. I think it's going to be an interesting. I don't know if it's going to do as well as the first one. I don't think so. The first one grossed over $1 billion. It also helped launch Disney's live-action adaptations. This one, I don't know if it's going to be as successful. I don't think it will be. And it'll be interesting to see, you know, how Disney approaches these live-action adaptations that make a lot of money, but do they all necessarily need sequels? But yeah. This one, you know, they jumped on, and it's okay. Visually, it's really cool. And, you know, Johnny Depp is his usual Johnny Depp. But I feel like this one is lacking a bit.
Yeah, I've seen him out, like, promoting the movie. I think he was on Jimmy Fallon or Jimmy Kimmel, one of the Jimmys. And even just promoting the film and doing the interviews for the film, it seems like he was just phoning everything in. So I don't know. I mean, for something for the kids, I definitely would probably take them to go see it. But if I was, though, personally, I probably wouldn't go and rush out to see it. I'm rushing out to go see X-Men, if anything. So that's pretty much what I'm going to be doing. Well, there you have it. Eric Davis, managing editor at movies.com and contributing editor at fandango.com. Make sure you pre-order all tickets at fandango.com. That is fandango.com if you want to pre-order your tickets. Go to movies.com if you want to check out all the cool articles that we talked about. Kind of stay away from the X-Men Apocalypse article until after you see the movie. So don't touch that. Don't click on it until after you see the movie, because there will be spoilers. So if you don't mind spoilers, go ahead and click on it. But if you don't want to be spoiled, then don't click on it just yet. If you want to follow Eric on Twitter, you most certainly can. It's at Eric Davis. That's E-R-I-K Davis if you want to check him out on Twitter. Eric, thanks so much for joining us, man.
You got it, man. Take care.
All right, and we'll be back right after this.
Thanks for listening to The Sean Green Show, the entertainment guru. You could friend him on Facebook, Sean Green Show Media, or follow him on Twitter, at Sean Green Show. The Sean Green Show on WGN Plus and SeanGreenShow.com.